This is podcast number one for the week of January 23rd. Let's take a few minutes and talk about recession or the probability of recession. First, the definition of recession technically is two or more consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. Our most recent recession began in late 2008, just after all that crazy market activity had taken place. Right now, there are many widely used indicators that are currently in territory that signals an impending recession. And there was pretty sharp deterioration in those indicators late last year, but somewhat of a stabilization of late. So we're really left with uncertainty. Will this particular situation be different from all the rest? And this is going on worldwide and is being felt in most every developed country and even more so in developing countries. And because it's coming on the heels of a recent recession, activity is unlikely to bounce back as quickly as it did in 2008 and 2009. More importantly, the downside potential in the event of a downturn simply overwhelms the potential gains in the event of further stabilization. So, from an investment perspective, some are willing to adopt a renewed sense of speculation. I'm not in that camp. I'm rather looking for a defensive approach to the current holdings in the portfolio. We'll be watching the economic calendar this week for same-store sales report on Tuesday, followed by mortgage applications and pending home sales report, the weekly petroleum status report, as well as the conclusion of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting on Wednesday. It's fully expected that the Fed will leave the short-term rate unchanged at 0 to 0.25%. Some Fed watchers are increasingly expecting another round of quantitative easing, and of course, traders will be looking for language that either supports this view or not. Durable goods orders and jobless claims reports come out on Thursday, and then on Friday we'll hear about the GDP and consumer sentiment. That's it for this week.